All right, guys, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. We're going to focus on the second half of Mark 4 today. Mark chapter 4. Now, we're going to deal with a question that they were wrestling with back then, and when this gospel was being recorded, or after this, before this gospel was recorded, and that is the reality of who is he? Who is this Jesus? And to be honest with you, from the very beginning of his ministry, with all of the things that he's doing, people are responding to him and they're reacting to him. And we've kind of talked about that the last couple of weeks, about how people respond and how they react. But the question they have to wrestle with is, who is he? Who is he? And to be honest with you, that's true for you and I. Who really is he? Who is this Jesus that I've given my life to, that I've said that I'm going to follow? Do you really know who he is and what he can do and what it means to follow him? And that's kind of where Mark has been going with regards to this whole issue of Jesus. So when we looked at the first part last week, we looked at the parable of the sower. And again, illustrating how people react, he talked about there being four types of soil, four different reactions. Remember, there's the stony ground where people just flat out reject him. They don't want him. They're not interested. We've seen that. We've seen people who were sown on shallow ground, that is, they get excited for the moment, but when difficulty comes, they quickly are burned up, they're quickly burned out, and they're no longer following him. Then there was those who maybe followed him, but then they were cast among the thorns, and so the things of this life, success, money, power, chokes out their faith, and then there's the soil that is good. And it produces a harvest in their life. Now, Jesus is going to continue on talking about this whole issue of responding to him. And he's going to give us three more parables. And then Mark gives us an incident. Now, usually when we read it, we think that it's just a collection of stories and incidents, and so they're not connected together. But when we talk about the first three parables, we're going to see why he records this amazing incident. Because they follow it up at the end of the passage with, who is he? Who is he? And I think that's the question we have to wrestle with. Because how you answer that question is going to determine a lot for you. So let's look at it together. So I want you to notice with me verse 21. Okay? Here is what Mark records. And he said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears, let him hear. He said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use it, it'll be measured to you, and the more will be added to you. For the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And he said, the kingdom of God is like a man who should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and seed sprout and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade and then the ear, and then the full grain to eat. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Then he said, and with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of a mustard seed, which, when it's sown in the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when it is grown, it becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. And with many such parables, he spoke to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in a boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now, we're going to tie all of this together with everything we've talked about for the last few weeks. And because this, to be honest with you, Mark is wanting to make a point, is very important. At this crucial point in his gospel, he really wants you and I to